Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. May I please have your zip code so I can locate your account?
39466.
Okay, you said 3946, correct?
39466. But I've
yes,
got a
ma'am.
question. What business
yes,
is this?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We are a third party.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. We are a third-party call center that handles different companies.
Oh, okay. Well, if I give you business number, I
Matt,
can say. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than glad to assist you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Betty Baxter, B-A-X-T-E-R.
Yes, ma'am. Billy Baxter. Give me just one moment.
Okay. Billy There's Baxter. A charge.
I'm listening, ma'am.
$90 on my credit card that I don't recognize. And so that's what I'm asking, what number, what business this is.
Yes, ma'am. Like I did say, we are a third-party call center that handles different company. What I am trying to do now is see if you purchase something with the company, ma'am. So give me just
okay.
a moment because I did not find any your name. Okay, and can I have a phone number that you can have that can be associated with the account or something, ma'am?
Well, I've got this business that the it says OSUNSHYNERRDINTA OSTSE. Does that mean anything to you?
No, ma'am, that don't sound familiar.
Would the last
I'm
four
still
digits of my credit card help?
Okay. Well, this one will help me, ma'am. So hopefully we can find something. I will need the first six of your card number and the last four of the card number. Because when I type in the first six and the last four, and because, you know, some people do have the last four card numbers. But they won't have the first six in the last four. So that's why I asked what the first six
no,
and the
I,
last.
Well, all I've got is my statement here. And that card has been canceled because it was some fraudulent charges against it. And the last four is, let me see. I'm looking at the 6604. I've got that. Let me see. This. Because that information I gave you was in the merchant's name, I think, on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Hold on.
I'm here, ma'am. Just take your time.
So the card has been destroyed. Customer service. I'm not seeing the card number on any of this stuff here. So all I've got is, and I shredded the other, is 6604. It's Chase card.
Do you remember what card you could have ordered it off?
Well, here's the card number. 4147 is the first.
414. Hold on. 4147.
And 6604 is the last four.
And you said the last four was
6604.
6604. Give me just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Okay, you gave me the first four. It's 4147. Can you give me the other two, please?
No, ma'am. That would be giving you all of it.
No, ma'am. I just would need the first six and the last four in order to check that card number, ma'am.
Okay, 4, 5, 6.
You gave me 4147.
4-7, and then 4-0.
4-0?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I need. Are we not even allowed to sell the whole card number? We have to ask for the... So, okay, let me make sure I have this right. 4147-40, correct?
Right.
Okay, the last four will be 6604.
Right. And Amazon Chase has already canceled that card.
Okay. Now, I know you probably going to be a little hectic, but I'm putting up a little information. But I have to ask a question before I can provide you with this information.
Okay.
I can ask you the question. You just tell me yes or no. So, do the expiration day end in 0725?
I don't have the card. Where would I see that on this?
I need the expiration date.
Well, I'm looking on here. That sounds right, but I don't see it on this, what I've got to look at. I'd say yes.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Okay.
Give me just a second. Give me just a moment. You say you don't have the card no more?
No. Chase has canceled it.
Okay, and you said that the expiration date did sound like it was correct, 0725?
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't see anything on this invoice that tells me. So I'm just pulling that from memory.
Okay, give me a brief moment, ma'am. Let me just make sure that I can verify the information. Just a moment.
Okay. Oh.
Okay, ma'am. What I was doing, I was speaking to the manager, the big manager. So I would need to provide, you would need to provide me with some kind of information, even though you're saying that expiration date sound right. I just need to make sure that this is your account that I will be releasing information to. So
what kind of, what do you need?
Can you give me like your address, your email address?
Yes, yes. Yes, my address is 6004 Angler Drive, Picayune, Mississippi, 39466.
And may I have your first and last name?
Betty Baxter.
Okay, can someone in your household use your card?
No. Could you just tell me the name of the company that this is for?
Yes, ma'am. We are a third-party call center. Okay. And you said it's Angler Drive?
Angler. A-N-G-L-E-R.
Angler. No, ma'am. Because the address you just provided.
Okay. I know. Let me give you the other one then. It's 1203 Highland Drive, Picayune, Mississippi.
You said 1203 Highland Drive?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, I do pull up account for that. I'm not sure how I'm going to pronounce this name, but can I spell it to you, please?
Yes, ma'am.
N-I-K-O-L. Then the last name would be
N-A-C-A-I-S-E.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what comp? That's my granddaughter's name. What is the company that?
Okay, so I see that she placed the order for some Iconly skin care product.
Okay.
So what she did was on February the 11th.
Okay. Hold on. I know what it is now. It's a shame I had to go through all this to find out. But I know what it is. But will it be a continuing charge on that? Because that was fraudulent. They misadvertised. I ordered that for her and had it sent to her address. But I don't want it to. I'll pay for that. But I won't. I don't want it to continue. I want to cancel any future orders that they're going to send me.
Okay, give me just a moment.
And it was supposed to be free.
Give me just a brief moment, please.
That's a shame. They advertised that as free.
Okay. Give me just a moment. So what I'm going to do, because I know you did say the bank had canceled that card, so
uh-huh.
I'm still going to go ahead and get this account canceled out, ma'am. So I'm providing
okay.
you with that cancellation number. So even though the bank canceled that card, we still couldn't get no money from it anyways. But just to go ahead and get this account canceled, provide you with that cancellation number, so you can have a record that you talked to me and everything was taken
okay.
care of.
Okay.
And I'm sorry we had to go through all that just to find out some information. So I have that cancellation number for you, ma'am.
Okay.
Your cancellation number will be C as in Charlie, the number 3, B as in boy, E as in elephant, B as in boy, the number 7, the number 8, B as in boy, the number 9, the number 3, the number 6. And you did say you know what the Iconic skincare product was. It was like the product that helps with fine lines, your wrinkle, moisturize your skin.
Said what, darling? I'll do what?
The Iconic skincare product, it was
yeah.
like something that helped moisturize your skin and collagen.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. So when you order that product for the $4.95 and $5.95, when you pay a total of $10.90, ma'am, you was on a 14-day trial where you have to call back and get it canceled out. So that's why they charge you that $85.90, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, they advertised it as free, and they didn't say it was a continuation. So can you cancel? Well, I guess they can't bail anything against it anyway. So, but you did cancel it, so.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. That was very misleading. They ought to get them. Okay,
yes,
darling. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer service support.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.